In this bulletin, authorities say there's no information about Australians being on board the crashed Ethiopian Airlines jet. Russians protest against plans to introduce tighter restrictions on the internet. And in sport, thousands of square metres of turf to be replaced at the Sydney Cricket Ground. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it has no information about any Australians being on board the Ethiopian Airlines flight that crashed on Sunday, killing all 157 people on board. The Boeing 737 MAX 8, which crashed just 6 minutes after it took off, was flying from Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, to the Kenyan capital of Nairobi. It was carrying passengers from at least 35 different countries. A Slovakian MP is among the dead. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has offered his condolences to the families and friends of victims, vowing to make the cause of the accident public as soon as the investigation into the incident concludes.
There are various teams working on details of the accident, and new information will be made public. And for those Ethiopians and foreign nationals who lost their lives, may their souls rest in peace. The Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia offers condolences to the affected families, friends and relatives.
The crash shares similarities to last year's Lion Air crash in Indonesia, which involved the same model of jet. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Michael McCormack will remain as Nationals leader despite divisions within the party. It comes as some Nationals MPs reportedly consider attempting to trigger a leadership spill before the next election, unless Mr McCormack significantly hardens his calls for a taxpayer underwrite of a coal-fired power station. Former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce, who moved to the backbench following a sex scandal last year, declared he would stand for his old position in the event of a spill. But Mr Morrison says he isn't expecting any changes to his coalition's junior partner.
Would you like to see Barnaby Joyce as the leader?
We have a fantastic leader of the National Party and the Deputy Prime Minister and Michael McCormack, and there'll be no change to that.
Independent MP Karen Phelps says the latest news poll shows the coalition is out of touch with voters. Sunday's news poll conducted by the Australian newspaper marks the 50th consecutive loss for the coalition. Labor leads the coalition 54 to 46, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison remains the preferred Prime Minister over Labor leader Bill Shorten. Dr Phelps has told Sky News the coalition is failing to focus on issues that actually concern Australians.
Feedback that I'm getting is that people want action on climate change. They don't want new coal-fired power stations. They want women to be advanced. They want gender equity. And some of the statements that were made over the weekend and even on International Women's Day just show how out of touch the Morrison government is with the people in the electorate.
Thousands of people in Russia have protested against plans to introduce tighter restrictions on the internet. A mass rally in Moscow and similar demonstrations in two other cities were called after Parliament backed the controversial bill last month. The government says the bill, which allows it to isolate Russia's internet service from the rest of the world, will improve cyber security. But campaigners say it's an attempt to increase censorship. About 3,000 square metres of grass at the Sydney Cricket Ground will be replaced after sections of the surface were ripped up during a Super Rugby match on Saturday. Multiple sections of turf were severely cut up during scrums at the clash between the New South Wales Waratahs and Queensland Reds. Experts say the pitch, usually reserved for cricket and AFL football, was unable to cope with scrums during the match. Waratahs players Jed Holloway says he's pleased the turf is being replaced. Check out tomorrow's weather. It'll be sunny in Perth and 31, a possible morning shower in Adelaide 21. A shower also for Melbourne 19, much the same for Hobart 16, in Canberra 27 and sunny. In Wollongong, a possible late shower and 29, in Sydney mostly sunny and 32. In Newcastle, sunny as well, 34, much the same for Brisbane with a possible storm, also 34. In Cairns, sunny and 33, 34 degrees for Darwin, and a shower or two with a possible storm. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.